Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Rob Hutchinson, co-founder of Outer and Dear South Africa. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Well, and yourself. Thanks, Howard.
Do you often just shake your head in wonderment at some of the shenanigans that take place, that occur?
Absolutely do. You kind of wonder who comes up with these crazy, crazy ideas, and especially without any consultation with the public or the relevant bodies, such as the tourism industry, you know, on this major issue. You kind of wonder what the underlying reasons are. And I think it's because SARS has been on quite a drive here to gather more information on taxpayers, on the movement of funds in and outside the country, and especially funds coming into the country to explain certain financial transactions and areas of unexplained wealth within the country.
But so what do we know about this form? Is it actually being implemented?
Yes, it is. They announced it. It was last week, I think they announced it. It was very, very short notice to the implementation date. However, there has been a bit of a backlash from the tourism industry and from various other players. And SARS seems to have, they've actually taken it off their website from what I can see, the announcement off their website. So perhaps they are rethinking it and considering the process behind how it will be implemented and so on. As you said, it's pretty unclear as to how this will function, what is this exactly for, and so on. It does seem to replace the digitized version, or it is a digitized version of the PASS declaration card. And I say PASS because it hasn't been in place for quite some time. You know, when you enter the country, before you get off the plane, you have to fill in those forms. So they are saying it is to replace that, but there are doubts as to what it is, because it seems to go much further than that.
Well, that was going to be my question. What other information would they or could they be asking?
Well, it seems to be around movement of certain individuals in and out the country. Mm-hmm. And of course, the keeping an eye on the tax that these individuals should pay and the money leaving and entering South Africa. As you know, SARS is in quite dire straits at the moment, looking for money and opportunities to raise taxes from wealthy individuals. And this could be definitely a move to keep an eye on that. It does sound a bit sinister, but again, there's very little information on what this is. If it could be actually a constitutional issue,
sure,
as you did mention, and especially around invasion of privacy and perhaps restriction of movement in certain cases.
Because that's what I found a bit odd is, you know, if they're asking, and I would imagine, you to declare things that you're bringing into the country, it does make sense, and it's not totally unusual. But if they're starting to ask more questions about it and to start looking at all sorts of asking for other information, surely that's problematic.
And definitely
you,
is.
Is it a matter of just submitting this form, or do you have to submit it and wait for approval of some sort before you travel? Because that's going to be complete chaos.
Absolute chaos, yes. And that's where the unclear part is. Do you have to fill in the declaration form and the digital version of the form? Mm. Do you have to wait for a clearance, which, as we know, has caused chaos in the past? I remember the whole problem with the
birth certificates. Oh, my word. Yes.
Yeah, that caused absolute chaos at airports and huge delays. Will this be another case of that? Well, you know, we've had experience with government services and especially digital services in the past. It's not even clear whether you have to declare it before you get onto a plane, before you travel, or whether it'll be done afterwards.
But how is that acceptable? This is next week.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
What are the airlines meant to do? They are often held accountable and responsible for these types of forms, and now we've just thrown a new one at them, but without any prior information. Surely this has to be delayed.
Yes. There's no way that they can implement this immediately. As you say, it's very unclear how they will actually implement it. Is it an app on your phone? Do you scan something? Do you fill in a form on an iPad, hand it around in the plane? Or do you handle this all at customs? There's very little information. So I think that's why they're going back to the drawing board on this.
And in fact, I mean, the birth certificate one still causing confusion. When we went overseas in April, we got, it was my wife, myself, and my 17-year-old daughter, we get to passport control, and they say, where's her birth certificate? She's a minor. Oh, we need all of that information. And I said, like, what? We've got a passport. Talk to her. Here she is. She's 17 years old. And my daughter says, but I even look like them. And I said, well, we don't really know that these are your parents. So I said, look, you know, Abby, I'm really sorry about that, but you're going to stay with this nice lady for the next 2.5 weeks. We'll see you when we get back, because we're certainly not traveling. And, you know, she was quite horrified, because my daughter is high maintenance. And she said, all right, go through, but next time make sure to bring your birth certificate. And of course, there's no chance we're going to do that. I mean, what nonsense is that? It's absurd.
Absolutely. It is absolutely absurd. And at that stage, it wasn't even the normal birth certificate. It was an unabridged birth certificate, which you had to get from Home Affairs. And we all know the process behind that is lengthy and really impossible to deal with that department. So I think the same is going to happen here. There is no indication whatsoever. But how it could be, you know, just thinking about it could be related to the grey listing of South Africa, or the potential grey listing. So that's all around the Financial Action Task Force putting pressure on South Africa to monitor and control illicit funds moving throughout the country, into the country, out the country. And this could be another, and they've set a deadline for South Africa on that. So I think this is probably related to that.
To that. You know,